This episode didn't start any better. So, hey guys, this is me, Quank here, and it's me. And the thing is, this episode isn't going quite well for us right now. We have someone that's really busy.
Already down a guy?
Yeah. Guys, sometimes in 2020, you know, we're from home, you have some all sorts of problems, all sorts of issues, and, you know, we're going to have some livelihood going on in the background. It's pretty much normal, you know, but at least we got to do something together. It's better than nothing, I guess. Well, not something really bad for a debut episode, but here we go. So, yes, hey guys, I'm Quank, and you are listening to Weebot Online. And today, joining with me is my fellow Weeb, Uncreative username. So, would you mind just introduce to the listeners?
Well, yeah, it's me. I'm Creative Username, or my real name's Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Not the best talker. It's a bit weird for me to be on a podcast, but hell, let's do it anyway.
I know, right? Yeah. All right, just going to give all we got. And then we actually have our other guest, but he's currently on a, let's say a little bit of a break. Just to say the very least, but at least we all got together and we get to do something during these times. So yeah, let me go ahead and you'll hear some mouse clicks, but eventually I'm getting there. So firstly, how's the holiday so far?
Nothing. Legit, I'll just go around and walk to random places with mates and that.
Typical.
Same the area.
Right, just around the area, like the parks and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine's, I'll say, it's pretty, if it would be someone, like, he's gonna be, like, he's gonna say, like, my holidays is, the first week so far is really boring. I just stayed home. Literally. And, yeah, there's so many wonderful stuff. There's some, you know, good events happen. Like, so many stuff happened, especially so many stuff happened on the internet yesterday, especially on Twitter. Man. Mm-hmm. Like, Trump got COVID. Steve and Smash Bros. Nintendo partnership with Xbox and, yeah, all those sorts of that. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. You know. But other than that, mine's alright. I don't know, stay home. Like, for me, staying home is much better. Like, I'm just more like the, you know, that kind of introvert person. But, yeah. And, anyways, let's move on to something else. Oh, that was kind of, you know, a little bit awkward from my side.
Yeah, that was
the first episode. But, do we have any school work coming up? Do you have anything due, like, in the next term? Or just anything? Do you even care about school at the moment right now? Like, or just nah?
Not really. IST assignment, you know, that one with the robotics?
Yeah, the robotics one. Yeah. I've submitted the website, though, so,
Oh, yeah, I submitted it all.
It was, like, what? And then I think there was someone in your class, I think. He's, like, submitting it at 2:59. Yeah, like, 1 minute before the bell. He's, like, pulling out his laptop. He's, like, 20% remaining. His computer, like, 20% remaining. And he's trying to put, like, audio into, like, really, you have to do, like, audio, like, voiceover. You don't have to record yourself, though.
Yeah.
Because me and Rami, one of my friends, his name's Rami, we're together, we're techies. Just gone up to the text-to-speech website, just typed me out, exported to an MP3 file, and my fridge is going off, which...
I should have done that? Yeah, I legit, I was like, should I do an audio? And I'm like, nah, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, because like initially, I was like, oh, I don't need to do audio. And then I heard from one of his friends from your class, he's like, you have to do audio, you have to do the audio, and you have to put the video in as well. And then I heard Sir say again and again and again and again, you have to put the audio and put the video in. And I was like, oh crap. And then all right, fine then. But then I initially thought, no, I like record. I don't want to record. Of course, I don't want to record because it's not a problem for me to record anything. It's just the problem is it's time consuming to take the record and then, you know, convert it to the like, export the file and then transfer the file to the computer and put it onto the website and stuff. Yeah, it's really time consuming into that sort of point, but yeah, so that's IST. People have cracked down a bunch of it.
Oh God, I hate iced tea, man. I regret doing it.
Well, just for the sake of for the sake of what I doing what I like, then I should have to stay with ISD. But really, we should like the we need a better teacher, man. To
Definitely,
be
I'll
honest.
tell the teacher. So,
Yeah? What is it?
yeah, I hate him, man. Like, how do I explain? He took the fun out of computing, like any fun, and just drained it.
Oh yeah, true. And that just actually, if anyone could relate to like any computer science class, let's say, like I'll say not all teachers, but some teachers, like yeah, it's just really boring. Like it's just get you to look at a textbook and a bunch of codes there, and just like copy down those codes and just like paste the code in, and then you create a notepad document and you hit save as.
Oh yes, the save pass.
You hit the save ass. Oh my god. A lot of people making fun of his accent, man. That's the only thing he's good about. Actually, he's being quite nice to my class though, like last year. You know, like roughly around this time, like yeah, term four, like well, before everything ends, before the whole year ends, and then he's just like, yeah, you know what? This is cracking a little bit. Like he gave the whole class like cookie and can of solo. I was
Oh yeah,
so,
what, are you serious?
yeah, I'm not kidding.
Oh, you're lucky.
It was so nice of him though for my class, and I actually have a photo of it. Not sure if it's right with me, but yeah, I do have a photo of it. So post production, just put it in there. But yeah, I actually did take a photo of that. So yeah. ISTSIH, anything
The funny
else?
thing about IT is
Oh,
like
yeah.
I've till now I haven't done the assignment myself. I paid other people to do it. Being 100% honest. Yes. Yeah, I paid other people.
You actually pay it?
20 bucks.
Egg. Oh no, egg. No. He's not doing no, he's not doing computing. But 20 bucks, like really? You actually pay for them.
Patriots.
And they actually accepted it.
Yeah, 20 bucks, man.
Interesting. We can make a business out of that. No, actually, I could. Me and Romy can actually make a business out of that.
Mean, it's like Fiverr, you know, where you just pay people to do a certain task for you.
Yeah,
It's like
true.
design a t-shirt, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, with Fiverr, you have to register and everything, doing all the paperwork, you know, leaving all that kind of stuff. With this, you know, just chuck them 20 bucks and it'll do your work. It's that simple.
That's why I like cash, you know, because it just makes a statement.
And yeah, alright, let's go to tech a little bit. This is going on quite a bit off schedule. It's okay, fine, don't worry about it. But yeah, let's go to cash versus cash for a while. 'Cause I usually get this argument come up, like, you know what? I'm actually a card person. I do use cash. Cash is, you know, I mean, it's better than coins. Better than coins. You know, at least you could be stealthy with cash and, you know, just rattling something in like your wallet and just a bunch of coins. But the best thing is card, and especially when you pay on phones. I mean, that's my argument, really. Like, you see, if you forget your wallet at home, But the same thing it goes to like a phone. You forget your phone, you can't pay for anything, and you forget your wallet, you're done. But really, when you carry your phone, you should always carry your pocket. I mean, you carry your wallet. That's just common sense, really, if you think about it. So yeah, my argument is, well, car is the future. But I seem it seems like you're opposing that. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely a more of a cash person.
So
Because
why?
to me, it feels like it makes more of an impact. Like, if you say you're going to give someone $100, if you're going to give it to them online, it doesn't feel the same as handing them like a physical $100 bill.
Yeah, true. You got a point there. But here's the thing, like let's say if I want to give my dad $100, like does it is like is it really worth it for me to go like all the way back to Vietnam just to give him like $100 and then I fly back to Australia?
Yeah, you got a point there.
Again. But yeah, cars and cash, you know, there's a lot of points that our view our listeners are here is gonna, you know, make a lot of points on that. So, you know, if you have anything interesting, comments down below. We can make a topic out of it for the next episode. Who knows? So, yeah, cash and cash. Cash versus cash. And a bunch of technology stuff. So let's not forget this one main thing we all come here for. Anime and manga. One crucial thing everyone's coming here for. I've been promoting this for like 2/3 of my trailer, I think. And I actually reshot my trailer anyways, because I have an old trailer, but you know, it's not really that it's not really amped up so that like many viewers, many viewers slash listeners will actually come and, you know, like my last trailer was really dramatic. It's like, I'll make this very epic, something like that. Like it's, I make it sound really epic, but then the content is just like this. Like it's just two of, like three of us just casually chat together, so it wouldn't make sense. But now that we're getting to this point, let's, you know, have some discussion, anime discussion. So some something, anything Japanese, really. I don't know. So what do we want to dig in today?
Oh, you know, thing
Sure.
about anime for me is that I am terrible at binge, not just anime, but like everything in general. I can't binge watch. I can only watch like an episode or two, something a day. Because
Lame.
I'm like this, hate it. So I just want to sit down and watch like a series whole, but my body just says no.
Ah, I see. So, because I'm actually quite the opposite guy though. But when it comes to like catching up with an episode, then I will watch like that one episode in that same day, any point of day really. But the thing is, if you watch any of you like climax anime, like something like Sword Art Online, when you get to the point where the guy's about the protagonist is about to get killed by the antagonist or anything like it's a cliffhanger. Your heart starts to beat like this is for me though, but like I couldn't sleep. I could no really, I couldn't sleep until like 2 a.m. Like I have to stay up and like watch something else. Like just something to soothe me down. But really, yeah, just if, like guys, if you watch anime, just try to make sure you don't watch it like during the night. I mean you could binge it during the night. Like depends on you know, people and the way they feel. I'm usually that one guy who really likes to do like a react format. Like I'm the kind of watcher when I see something happens in anime, I always stops and then I make like in my head sort of commentary, and then like I keep playing and pausing and playing and pausing and playing. That's how I enjoy my anime, not just sitting down here looking at anime like a lifeless person and just look at the subtitles and just, you know, watch it. So, yeah, let me just hydrate myself. I've been talking a lot,
Have a
really.
water break.
Stay hydrated, kids. I think I'm gonna go on like a speaking fatigue after this, but really, back. What else? So now that we have discussed about like our watching habits, let's see if you have any new anime that you want to watch. Just anything new. What do you think of the like 2020 anime so far?
You know what, it's all right. Like the Zaki-chan, like that was definitely my favorite so far. Yeah, the big I was thinking of watching Rent-A-Girlfriend, but the thing is, I just have been put back by the fact I have to keep signing in over and over again. Because I was thinking, I was like, oh, but I think I've got to sign in, and then I've got to remember, and it's just, the more steps I have to go to do something, the less likely I'm going to do it. Even if it's just signing in to Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll, I see.
And besides, half the time, the videos don't even work. I don't know why.
Wait, you used a free control or you actually paid for it?
I'm using Brayden's account.
Oh, I see. Wait, Brayden watched the whole thing though? I think he did.
I'm pretty sure he's watched the whole thing, yeah. But the accounts, like, anything was just not working. Like, all the videos, I have no idea why.
Frick. You couldn't say your device has been modified. You don't even know how to root your phone in the first place, so how does that even possible? I don't know.
I did jailbreak my iPad, but I got to a point where I'm like, okay, it's jailbroken, what do I do now?
Wait, where do you watch Crunchyroll, though? On your iPad or on your phone?
I watch it on my Xbox.
Ah.
Okay. Or a laptop, whatever's closest to me, because the screens are bigger.
Yeah, you know, just anything that's big. It's just the ease in your eyes, you know? Instead of just watching it on, like, a phone. I usually watch anime on, like, phones, really. Or sometimes I watch it on my iPad, but... I'll say, like, 50% of the time, like, half of the time I actually watch it on the TV. Like, you know, I have my PC... I have my Mac always plugged in like this, you know, you're seeing guys, hi, viewers, if you're actually watching this, but if you're listening to it, yep, also, hi. But, yeah... most of the time, like 60%, I watch it on my phone. You know, like, it's just something you're holding on to. It's just most of the time, I think. For me, though. Most of the time, I hold on to my phone. More than anything else. So, yeah, I've been... Because there's not much new anime that I actually interested in 2020 anymore, apart from like Sword Art Online, the new season, and Rent-A-Girlfriend. But the thing is, I think I've watched the daily life of a manga-kan, I think. Yeah, a manga artist. Man, that made me appreciate the series even more. Because, like, if you haven't watched it, I recommend you actually watching it. Like, just go on YouTube, search him, like, Pablo in Tokyo. Where he do, like, show him some support, actually. Just show him some support, like... By that manga-kan, the manga series, and, yeah. Support Pablo in Tokyo, subscribe to him. This is not a promotion. But, yeah, no, actually go and watch him. Like, You actually see how manga's been created, and we will just start to appreciate them more. Especially with those who read it on manga decks. You really have to buy the series if you want to support the creator. You should support the creator. Apart from your Rent-A-Girlfriend, and Sword Art Online, I have nothing else to watch, really, for 2020. I'm the kind of size of five person.
Same.
Size of five. Not a lot of fan service, but I do watch some fan service, like Nekobara, but not a lot of fan service. I'm not really into, like, you know, fan service. And most of all, like, how did you get a new anime, though? Like, okay, how do I word this? How do you usually like find out like sort of find an anime like an actual good anime to watch though, like through your
How do
phone?
I find it? Well, it's pretty simple. Like, I'm in a lot of anime server Discords, but I just never talk. I'm on Discord, I'm always a lurker, like, especially on big servers.
What a service makes it.
Lurk, see what people are talking about, search it up. If it looks interesting, give it a watch, you know.
Okay, so like the big dudes. The big
Yeah.
dudes. No, the chat, the chat, the chat. The server chats. But for me, it's kind of interesting. Actually, it started when. There's a door squeaking, I'm sorry. But it started when. There's actually a girl that I met, yeah. It was like 2 years ago. But yeah, she told me to watch Sword Art Online. She told me to watch Sword Art Online. It was my first ever anime ever. That's like the first time I actually went into anime. She's like, watch Sword Art Online. And I was like, okay. I loved it. I love Sword Art Online. From the season one though. Season one though. The season two, season three. I was back then I was like not really a knowledgeable person, so I just keep watching the whole series. Like, I don't really care about the reviews of people saying like season two is just utterly trash. The season two and then yeah, the whole season two arc, just trash. And then I eventually catched up to like season three. Like I finished from season one to season three in just 3 days, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, 3 days. Catching up season one to season three. Yeah. In 3 days. Or 4 days. I don't know.
Well,
Like, I actually. It's like watching a. It's like watching a 1 hour movie 5 times or something like that, I think. But, yeah, that's how I get to anime. And then from there, I just keep searching for like sort of online compilations, Asuna kissing, and then YouTube recommendations do its thing, and it just pump me more series, and then I just go from there. So you would not believe what YouTube actually does to my anime watching habit, but really, you have been recommending me some actually okay slice of life animes, like New Game, where you will get to know like the people in like a game studio, how they make the game and how your co-workers get together, you always have those kinds of moments within the workplace. But yeah, it's always fun. It has a little bit of drama on it, as you expected on slice of life animes, and yeah, that's one example. And we have Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. I could go on. I could go on. Pretty much, I could go on. But as I soon realize, I've the episode's been like me talking whole time. But yeah. What kind of anime? I mean, what animes were you sort of like looking forward to in the future?
I
Now
don't
you're
know.
settled
I'm
in.
not really like a hardcore weeb, so I'm not really up to date with anything new, like coming out sort of thing. I just hear people talk about it, give it a watch, and then just see what else people talk
Surf
about sort of
it.
thing.
Oh, all right. But then. Yeah, I'm sort of like okay. If it's my favorite show, if an anime show, it's if it's my favorite show, like let's say Rent a Girlfriend, for example. I actually find friend Rent a Girlfriend really good. I mean, it talks about a virgin, being desperate, and he lives for everyone. He's desperate, yeah, he lives for everyone at the same time. I don't think he's deserved to being in this sort of situation in like the first and the second episode. Like, I don't know, for some reason that for some reason Mami-chan, she's a bitch. It's so annoying. Like, oh, like it gives you the urge to just Like, why? You just ask yourself, why? Why, woman? Why did you have to do that? Like, come on. But, you know, he moved on everything on, like, the final episode. He actually is kind of like a stalker, though, in some last few episodes. Alright, I think I might spoil the thing for you, but...
It's not so good.
But yeah, I reckon you guys should give it a watch. You should give it a watch. There are like a bunch of sites that you can watch apart from like Crunchyroll if you experience some issues. I'm not gonna name what site because at that point I'm just promoting, you know, anime piracy, which is not good. You go find out on your own. Okay? But yeah. That's Rent a Girlfriend, that's everything of anime. And for now, I don't know. You have any remarks? You have anything to discuss?
No. I was sort of hoping you started off, you know. Like I said, I am definitely not the best talker.
Ah, yeah.
You got to start a conversation and I'll continue. That's sort of how it works, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're not that... smacked my phone on my keyboard. So you're not that kind of person who's like, you know, a continuum kind of person. No. I see. But you see the thing, actually, you know what? It's actually more fun when our next guest will be joining. Like, he should have joined. You know what? Raiden should have joined.
He's lazy. What would you expect? It's Raiden.
But yeah, it's Braden's Braden. Like, I told. Like, here, see the thing. Braden. By the way, Braden is Ekek. I forgot to introduce it. But yeah, Braden. I actually told him, like. No, he called me this Tuesday. Actually, he was like, oh, I didn't realize you guys were doing the podcast thing. And then I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's my fault. Okay, I didn't, like, rearrange it. I didn't, really organize it on time. I was like, you know what? Let's do a booking, quote, booking in advance. In advance, I mean. Like, I say, you know what? How about Saturday, 3rd October? He said, okay. And I was like, 8 p.m. Yeah, 8 p.m. Saturday, October 3rd. He's like, okay, cool. Then he heard me saying like something Sunday, you don't know. Because I think he has like foodie training, yeah? This Sunday. I mean, every Sunday.
It's not the training, it's just laziness at this point.
Or just playing games.
Because I know he's scheduled somewhat, roughly. And I know he's probably not doing anything.
So he's not doing anything tomorrow, is that what you said?
Yeah, he's not doing nothing. I guarantee. If I go to his house now, he's probably on his PS4, but I can't be... What the... It's night time.
Are you kidding me? But yeah, we're gonna have some, like, one or two bad eggs for our first episode. We're not gonna be 100% perfect. I wish... Like, when I started the episode, I was like, oh my god, guys, just come and join, like, all of yours. Like, I love you guys for, like, on, like, an hour before. And then the hour when it actually started, and then I add all of yours, and then I'll wait 40 minutes.
Oh, no, because I'm sorry, I was eating dinner at the time.
Ah, yeah, that's what I thought as well. I was like, oh, you know what? I have a lot of patience. I'm just letting you guys wait. I was sitting here and wait.
Thank you for having us.
Man, I'm a slow... I'm a slow worker, but the thing is, I'm like really into like details. I'm too to the details person, and I have a lot of patience. I'm that kind of person. I have a lot of patience, don't worry. But just don't try it next time. And speaking of next time, that's getting to the peak. And speaking of next time, we should meet him. And anyways, 30 minutes.
Should.
And that's... Yeah, that's really quick, isn't it? So, come back on next holiday. I'm kidding. Probably another Saturday this week? I don't know. Let's see if this works, then I will make the second episode. And by the way, check out my YouTube channel. youtube.com/crank711. You know, I will be posting some stuff over there, or you could go to my follow my Twitter at crankmng. And I don't know, you want to plug anything in?
Not that kind of person.
Your Instagram.
I've got nothing to share anyway. I just meme post random crap I steal. They're not even funny memes. There's like nothing to share.
You mean like shit posting and stuff? Okay, cool. Yeah, he has a shit posting stuff. Let me just do it for you, man. Oh, I'm kidding.
No, you don't need. We don't need.
All right. Fine. Okay. Cool. So yeah, come back on the next episode. Just follow me on those channels. I'll be talking through or just probably reply to your questions and answers. I don't know. Just come have a chat with me. Let's see if this podcast actually is viable. So thank you for your time. Really, thank you for your time, man.
It's a weird first one, but who knows where we're gonna go from here.
Indeed, it's the weird first one. But yeah, thank you. And I will see you dudes in the next one.
Yep, see ya.
Jenna.
The music used is Minamoto Ke from the OST of Jubaku Shonen Hanako-kun, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. I do not own this song. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.